fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our third hour on Thursday, the 30th of December. The prepper tip of the day and for the year to come is to pray, live, laugh, and love. We have Dr. Lynn Horowitz with us, and listen to these four websites. And, Doctor, if you want to stay the entire hour, you can do so. These four websites are judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Let's continue, Doctor.
Well, thank you, John. The issue is that they are currently data mining. That's where I left the last hour. What's data mining? Data mining is collecting everything that's going on inside you. Frequency, DNA, expression, I mentioned earlier. The DNA is outputting sound and light signals, photon, phonon emissions, of course, intercellular communications, remanifesting you. But if you want to cause that human being to become diseased or dead, this is the most advanced technology. This is the technology of artificial intelligence and nanobots that John from Tennessee is talking about. So that the if you submit, let's say, to a nasal swab test, it goes to a lab. They have the capacity then, and they're into data mining. Everything that they're engaged in, the new commerce, the most draconian fascist commerce, deals with knowing your data, having every aspect of your life engaged in the Watson computer and 5G real-time telecommunications, that they can beam to you specific frequencies that can alter your DNA's expression. They can put feelings and emotions and chemical changes inside you if they have your private DNA code, your private address. So that's what, in my opinion, based on the science, that's what I see as their capability. And because the censorship is so severe, You know, it was Judge Brandeis in 1930s that said, when you plead the fifth in a court of law, when you censor the truth in a court of law, he said that silence is evidence most persuasive. So Rand Paul and Jim Jordan and these other so-called anti-vaccine people who are claiming, oh, they're not anti-vaccines, they're just, they want safer vaccines. It's all the same. It's hypocrisy, selling us short of freedom from this demonic manipulation that they're engaging in, the transhumanistic evolution, so that we are all under the control. That is what their game plan has been. And now it's coming to the point where the science enables them to basically culminate what their objectives have been. This is the cult. This is what Jesus said as a great advisement. Come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her plagues, her insanity, and hypocrisy. And then be in communion. That takes faith in the Creator. And when you have that faith, that's born again. That's when you become born again. And then your life becomes an instrument for the Creator, for goodness. For John, your mission was about prayer, living, laughing, and in love. These are qualities of the heart primarily. You know, joy, laughter is a quality of the heart. Love, quality of the heart. Faith, quality of the heart. And you, John, demonstrate bravery, brave heart. That is absolutely magnificent. You're doing a service here on RBN that is enabling people to see through the darkness and edify the congregation, uplift them spiritually, intellectually, so that they survive. And it's only a remnant. Most people have no ears to hear nor eyes to see what you're talking about, what we're talking about on the show. And that's proper. You know, I've had a challenge myself, being frustrated that I haven't been able to reach more people, you know, because you've got the censorship and you've got the ignorance. But the fact of the matter is, the truth is that it's all on God's time. It's all God's plan. It's all flowing exactly as it should be, as it was meant to be. And there are going to be a massive amount of people that are going to be dying, just as Mike Yaden has been preaching. So, you know, all we can do is the best that we can do. We can't do
absolutely
anymore.
Absolutely. John, we do need to move on. Any quick comment before we do, sir? Okay, looks like John's gone. Our next caller is Catherine. Are you there, John?
Hi, it's Catherine in Maine.
Catherine in Maine. Okay, go ahead, Catherine.
Hi, Dr. Horowitz. I'm kind of laughing because when I was in Boston, they told me I was a bird dogger. And I'm like, you are way more than a bird dogger. I can't even imagine the pushback that you could be exposed to, you know, given the level that you have spoken at, because I'm just a nobody. You know what I mean? I would love to be a fly on your wall, like I said before. That said, you're correct. We can only do the best we can do. And that's what I'm telling people. Try to mitigate, you know, try to stay in the happy place, not to be delusional. You know what I mean? But to put on decent music. The Lord is My Strength by Dennis Jernigan, although I may not agree with all of what he says in doctrine, is a beautiful, wonderfully powerful song. And I told someone the other day, depressed, listen to this song all the way to work, you know, and it pulled them up out of that. So my questions are, what nebulizer do you use at home to put in, and what do you put in it? What strength of oxygen so that you can keep your health up? That's one question, and I have another one.
Well, let's answer that first. Go ahead, doctor.
Yeah, I use a standard one. There is one for sale on healthyworldstore.com, and what I put into it is a little bit of oxysilver and essential oils, and I breathe the essential oils in order to have recover from what I was hospitalized for in August, and I would say I'm about 98% back to normal. And the essential oils that I put in there, you can read about. There's on medicalveritas.org. If you do a search on medicalveritas.org for the Horowitz COVID protocol. And I actually did not have COVID. I had influenza. I had Haemophilus influenza, which was mutated in my body because of the spike proteins that were shedding from professional healthcare professional colleagues of mine who I came in contact with. They had been vaccinated. They were shedding and the virus. Now, they're shedding the antigen, the spike protein antigen, which causes mutations of other bacteria and viruses, including the bacteria Haemophilus influenza. So at any rate, the bottom line is that when I started to study how to help myself, I realized that there were two primary objectives in helping a COVID patient. One was to reduce the histamine level. Antihistamines are great for allergies and asthma. Well, that's the same kind of feeling that you get when you get COVID and you have respiratory distress syndrome. That is very similar to an asthmatic attack where your blood vessels clamp down and that reduces oxygen flow to the lungs. And so to open that up, you need antihistamines. And so the essential oils that I put into my OxySilver, into the nebulizer, were the principal essential oils that I've listed in the protocol. And you can just read those and you can get those pretty much at good health food stores or order them online.
Okay, and so, it's on Medical Veritas. So, and then my second question, you sort of alluded to some of that question. That is this. How can you mitigate the spike protein shedding? Do you know, is there any data to show how to mitigate getting that? If we do have to go out and do things and be out around a lot of people or have family over, or if we're caring for someone that might have, you know, had the problems and have had it all, how could we mitigate that?
Theoretically, you would want to have vaccinated people wear masks in your presence.
And right, even but if the masks don't work, why would they work
Yes,
now?
That's right. That's exactly right. So theoretically, you know, if you get an attenuation of the spreading of the spike protein antigen, you know, it's all hypothetical at this point. And but it's interesting that even that conclusion is the opposite to what they're saying. They're saying people should be wearing masks to prevent others from spreading the virus to them. Well, you know, that's absurd. The whole masking is absurd from that level. Mm. But and the impositions on society and the damages to society, again, is indicative of an insanity, a cult that is engaged in normalizing insanity, as we mentioned at the beginning of the last hour.
So correct, and it's insanity that I was denied access to healthcare, and I could not pursue advanced degrees. And I don't know what comes up when somebody does a search, but because of the corruption and the lack of good people stepping up to the plate and doing the right thing, when the right people don't step up to the plate, guess what? The wrong people do. You know, I had a roommate doing something so evil and just illegal behavior with a mob-connected landlady in Belmont. Guess what he did? He went to D.C. and joined the FBI. And I believe that is shutting doors for me now when I'm high-functioning and intelligent. They can put anything in your dossier, anything. You can't trust these people. You can't trust the people that you reach out to for help, okay, who are basically connected. You know, they're serial philanderers, but no one else will help you when you got an alcoholic kicking in your door and you can't afford to move. You understand? No pastors, no Christians. They just keep asking the same stupid questions. Hey, well, you have family. Can't you work for $20 an hour? You know what? Let me get my budget out like I held before the legislature in Massachusetts. And I said, okay, well, I got my budget in my hand. If anybody would like to take a look at it, if the numbers don't add up, right, Exactly. I'm not going to go jump from the frying pan to the fire. So anyway, we've got to, good people need to step up to the plate, quit asking stupid questions. You know what I mean? Sit down. I'm in a sit down, shut up, and take notes mood. And so if you, in, when people do that, Dr. Horowitz, they realize the situation is way above their pay grade, and it busts their paradigm. Do you understand me? I'm like a bubble buster. I don't have the TV. I don't have the cable. I've never had cable. I don't smoke. I don't drink. But I cannot afford health care as a type 1 diabetic, period. But I get thrown into that other bus. And so, anyway, thank you for taking my call. And I will look at that. You. Although I can't afford to buy it, I will pass it on to others that might can.
Okay, Catherine. Thank you for the call. Our next caller is Amit. Thank you. Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Dr. Horowitz. Thank you both for taking my call. I have a couple of questions for Dr. Horowitz. I think he partly answered my one question, but I'll ask anyway. The first is that about this shedding phenomenon, some have the opinion that shedding only takes place in the first few weeks after getting jabbed. But Dr. Horowitz has already told us that the shedding will be a lifelong process. So I just wanted to ask him if he has any update on his position or if it has changed. So that was my first question. And second is that this PCR or the RT-PCR test, which is going to lose its approval by FDA tomorrow, that is last day of the year. But I've heard that the same test will now be brought under EUA. So is that true, or what is that going to change to? So those are my two questions, and after he answers that, I have a couple of comments to make about the absurdity of the vaccine. And I think most position who most take the position that, oh, they are not anti-vaxxers, so they just want more safe vaccines, as I think I was, I think that's the position of Mr. Robert Kennedy Jr. as well. But I'll come to that later after I hear Dr. Horowitz's reply.
Okay, go ahead, doctor.
Yes, I think that the shedding is, like you mentioned, a great concern for people who are in associated with vaccinated people, because you have to understand the spike protein is what they're injecting, and the mRNA messaging corrupts the DNA to produce more and more and more spike protein antigens. So you're obviously shedding what it is that they have corrupted your immune system to produce, which is more and more and more of literally the gain of function. Now get into how insane this is. The gain of function spike protein antigen that was the espionage, the Chinese espionage of Charles Lieber, containing the nanobioelectronics. That spike protein antigen is what they have now caused vaccinated people to produce more and more of in order to prompt the antibody, supposedly, the antibody response. So yes, I suspect strongly once they've injected you, it could be a lifelong production of the spike protein AIDS virus linked antigen that is being spread to society. So that's one concern. With regard to the testing, I don't trust the testing at all, because again, how can you trust Johnson & Johnson that gave us the asbestos spike baby powder? How can you trust Pfizer, which was fined more money than virtually any other drug company in the history of the judicial, you know, in industry? How can you trust these people that lie? That's all they do is lie. How can you continue to trust them?
And hold that thought, doctor. Hold that thought. We got a break. We're right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up?
Update for December 2021. The Commander memberships that we have been offering have all been upgraded by Dr. Piazza to Founder memberships, a $60,000 value for a $500 donation to RBN. To get this deal, you will need to request and pay for two memberships. So find a friend or loved one that's interested and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. RBN will remind you on the air till December 30th at midnight.
See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Listen carefully to these four websites. Write them down. I'll talk slowly. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, MedicalVeritas.org. Ahmed, are you still with us, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Doctor's giving a very comprehensive response. I do want to move on to whatever last comment or question you've got on it, because we've got a lot of callers on hold here in limited time. Ahmed?
Yes, sir. My comment was first that it's a common position for those who are moderately supporting vaccination. Is that, they only want safe vaccines. And I have a couple of comments to make in that connection, and I think they fall in line with what Dr. Horvitz is saying. The first is that because Dr. Horvitz has practiced in Eastern Massachusetts, I think Cape Cod or Cape Ann area, so he might be knowing him personally. There's one physician, Dr. Richard Moskowitz. So he takes the position that he has a book on vaccines. So he takes the position that these attenuated virus or dead virus vaccines are very hard to manufacture in bulk because quality control is very difficult. And his other position is that we are trading acute diseases which can be treated, and death and disease are part of life, so we should really not be interfering with that. And we are treating acute treatable diseases with chronic diseases like eczema, asthma, ear infections, so on and so forth. So that is one part. And there's that famous British physician, Vernon Coleman, who has a book just like 60 pages. So the book title is "Anyone Who Tells You Vaccines Are Safe and Effective Is Lying." So that leaves little to imagination. Of course, it is written in 2014, and that really does not cover these genetic injections, that is the mRNA. But I try to take simple positions which we can verify ourselves, and that is that we may be unsure about how it really works and what is in the vial, so on and so forth. But the GMO law is very simple. One who makes a GMO owns the GMO. One who makes a GMO owns the GMO. So if it is genetic manipulation or modification, one day someone can be owned by someone else. So that's all I have to say. So thank you again for taking my call.
Okay,
and thank you, Dr. Hurwitz, for staying for another hour. Thank you.
Doctor, any follow-up before we go to our next call? We got a bunch. And can you stay till the top of the hour, by the way?
Sure. Yes, okay. John. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm in agreement with Amit. Everything that he just said, I'm in complete agreement with. Especially, I'm about to produce a video on this issue of creating these chronic diseases, such as he mentioned eczema and asthma from the vaccinations. And I'm in complete agreement. I have been since, again, my own personal awakening about there is no safe and effective vaccinations.
All right. Let's move on to our next caller. That would be Patty in Florida. Good morning, Patty.
Yes, good morning. I love you both. Happy New Year. A couple of real quick questions. Just want you to know the word newborn is now being changed to friendorn. Friend, F-R-I-E-N-D-O-R-N, that going to your transhumanism stuff. Regarding Congress, Jordan and Rand Paul and all of them, according to David E. Martin, they all are in possession of all that evidence that he has that goes all the way back to 1999. So they were all lying, or they're not standing up for what's right, which leads me to the late, great Dr. R.C. Sproul, pastor, who said, if you want to know the Bible in three easy lessons, it's in Micah. What does the Lord require of you? One, do justly. Two, love mercy. Three, walk humbly with the Lord your God. So every person in Congress in possession of all this evidence, Dr. Horowitz, that's not speaking out is not doing justly. Regarding Kennedy, I looked him up, and it says he's not always the boss of his own house because his wife sent out the invitations. So he didn't agree with that, but apparently he did not know about that. Regarding your 528, gee, I love your stickers. I love the colorful ones. I wish I had a bunch of the big ones. And then lastly, question, budesonide. Would you recommend we all get that in case we're having trouble breathing?
Give me that one again.
Budesonide.
Budesonide?
Yeah, Budesonide. It's like an asthma treatment that we can get over the counter. But if someone's like really in an emergency...
We'll get doctor's response about the budesonide after the break. Oh, everybody, hold on.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Last time I'll give out the four websites. Listen carefully. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, let's kind of, so we can wrap up our comments with Patty so we can move on to our next call. We got a bunch of callers stacked up here.
Okay. Yes, I misunderstood. It was budesonide, and that's used to treat Crohn's disease, and I don't recommend that at all. And the reason I don't recommend it, primarily it's an acidifier. it actually was one of the common side effects is indigestion and heartburn. If it's going to cause these problems, especially in somebody, and it's a class of a corticosteroid, so it's a steroid that's reducing inflammation, not normally. You can use alkalizing agents such as pH 8 or 9 adjusted drinking water to do the same thing without the side effects. So I'm not in favor of it, and I think that it's what's also very disturbing. It goes back to what Amit was talking about, the creation of chronic diseases such as Crohn's disease. Crohn's disease is a common vaccine injury, along with eczema and allergies. All of the autoimmune diseases are prompted by the fact that the immune system is being intoxicated and fooled, and it begins to attack your own body. And that's what Crohn's disease is. That's what Guillain-Barré, that my mother died from as a result of the swine flu vaccine. So I don't take drugs. I try never to take drugs. I always go to the essential oils. I go to frequency. I go to 528 frequency. I go to prayer. I go to faithful, loving prayer. I go to Rife frequency technologies. All sorts of bioenergetics I will use instead of going to drugs.
Okay. Patty, we do thank you for your call. We need to move on.
I think that's a great response. I was only thinking in like an emergency if somebody can't breathe. Any comment on Frendorn? This new word, if you type in newborn, it's turned into Frendorn. Is this getting us like used to, I don't know, non-human?
It sounds like something out of Lord of the Rings. You know,
so it does.
Yeah. No, and that's actually happening right now. And yeah, that the that everybody in Congress is in possession of this shoot, and nobody is doing what's just.
That's
by
exactly
coming out and telling the truth. So everything you've said there regarding, you know, these people withholding information, according to David E. Martin, they all have all of this information and are now culpable, which is what made me think of that Lord's statement, you know, do justly, love mercy, because Christ had mercy on us all. Maybe there's a lot of people don't realize what they're doing, doctors and certain people administering this death shot, you know, so we need to, you know, have mercy too. But so many of these people do this knowingly. So I'm just pretty much verifying everything that you're saying.
Thank you.
I can't exonerate Robert Kennedy because his wife sent out the invitations.
Well, he didn't see them. And he corrected it. I have a quote from him.
But wait a second. His entire book of 900 pages I've read over, and I can tell you his consistent statement is that he's not anti-vaccine. He says he's pro-vaccine, but he just wants safer vaccines. Del Bigtree, the same thing. I don't know of anyone who's taken my, quote, radical position. I've been called a radical. I'm not radical.
Yeah.
The reality is that they're insane. And they're hypocrites.
And his wife, Cheryl Hines, I guess, is she related in the Hines family with Curry? Senator Curry there?
Oh, could be.
I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt here, but wow, that's pretty crazy stuff. Like Trump, you know, pushing this shot. And I'm trying to think, you know, he's playing 3D chess or something. Or, I don't know, they were all just afraid to come out and tell the truth.
That's right.
Well, there's some truth to that. We don't know if it's promises or threats or both.
Yeah, but, so this year has been a year of lies. And I pray to God, thank you for both of you, and that the truth really comes to light again, because this lying is awful. Thank you both. Yeah. God bless you. I love you, John. I still got a crush on you. All right.
Well, thank you, Patty.
Thank you.
Our next caller is Jill in Maryland. Good morning, Jill.
Yes. Yes, good morning. I just wanted to add that in the 70s, a friend of mine who is a prophetess and her Army chaplain husband went to Washington, D.C. to visit a friend. They knocked on his door, and instead of the friend coming to the door, a stranger came. He locked eyes on Rosalie and said, "What is the idol of America?" The Holy Spirit said, "Tell him the TV." She said, "The television." He was shocked, and he said, "That's right. And with that, we will destroy them." So I believe what we're seeing happening is they are using MKUltra, hypnosis, programming through the television to make Americans and people around the world suicide themselves by taking the kill shot.
I'm in complete agreement. I've called television the hypnotronic, basically, technology, and that's what it is. It's hypnosis. In classical medicine, in the hypnosis is defined, get this, hypnosis is defined as relaxation coupled with a clear channel of communication. That's hypnosis. So that's why televisions are hypnotronic technologies. Thank you so much. I agree completely with what you're saying.
Anything else, Joe?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Okay. Doctor, in the 70s and even in the 60s, not so much recently, for quite a few years, I used to see bumper stickers occasionally, very occasionally, black with white letters that simply said, "Kill your TV."
Yeah, good advice.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. It looks like Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Yeah, good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Horowitz. I wanted you to tell us, if you could tell us anything about Cyrus Parsa. He's the CEO of the AI organization, Loyal Gardening Security and the Social Programming Institute. He has written some books on AI and about everything you were talking about, how they're going to be able to manipulate people. My question is do you feel that he is benevolent? I'm so much concerned because of his history with the Chinese, having been with them for 20 years or so.
Go ahead, Doctor.
Yes, Elizabeth. You know, the concept of social programming being the agenda to accept and induce this reliance and permit the impositions of biotechnologies and technotronic warfare. See, this goes back to, it was Denis Kucinich in the 2001-2002 Space Preservation Act that tried to outlaw what is the capability that you're talking about, this social programming that Dr. Parsa apparently is talking about. I don't know enough about him and his work to comment, but I can tell you that the general idea is very, very real. The science is solid, and the publications in the scientific literature that are being censored, such as the AIDS virus genes attached to the spike protein delivery mechanism to deliver what is called the hydrogels. You see that the vaccines contain that exterior coat called a hydrogel. Hydro means water, gel involves a lipid, and that's where the nanobot technology, which is being censored. Now think about it again, Judge Brandeis stating that if you're going to censor something, then that's evidence that's most persuasive, that tells us that's where the game is. The real game is in the injection of the hydrogel nanobiotechnology, bioelectronics that Charles Lieber and Robert Langer developed. And nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody in Congress. Again, I'm in complete agreement with previous callers. This is the foundation of demonic in positions and possessions where you sell your soul to the devil for campaign financing or fear that you're going to ruffle somebody's feathers, you're going to alienate your family and society and by telling the truth, the whole truth that could set people free. That's not radical. I've been called radical for that reason. No, everybody, if you want to survive and you want to contribute and you don't want to be complicit in the genocide, stop aiding and abetting. Stop aiding and abetting the censoring and the literally undermining of the truth that shall set us free. Speak the truth loudly and tell everybody that they can take their vaccines and shove them because of XYZ facts.
Dr. Horowitz?
Yes.
I realize that what Cyrus Parsa is telling us is true and that this is really happening. But my concern is, you know how like the Illuminati or different people have to tell you what they're doing before they do it?
Yes.
I'm just
predictive
concerned
program.
Because he was also involved in organ tracking and different things. I'm just really concerned. I really wish that you could look into some of his books. He has one on the Great Reset. He has one on weaponization and robotics, 5G, biodigital social programming.
You know, Elizabeth, this is why I'm thankful to the Creator for the time that we're living in, because what you're raising is issues of serious concern that we all individually have to develop our connection to God. We have to each individually be able to discern, become wise enough to choose one way or another and even discern counterintelligence propagandists that we're literally inundated with. If you consider the fact that the hypnotronic television technology, that we're all hypnotized, that we're living in a culture that has substituted the gods of science for God's love and power in the Holy Spirit. If you understand all of that, then literally you've got to come out of that by having your own discernment. We have to see that there are many people. Again, I think Robert Kennedy is controlled opposition. That's my own personal conclusion based on reading his book in depth, knowing him for years, engaged in correspondence with his organization and people surrounding him. Again, I can tell you that there's compromising being done so that the whole truth about vaccinations are being censored. And so that's going to require every single person to develop a spiritual sense that it engages a divine communion that enables revelation, enables the anointing, the gifting. John in Tennessee is a great example. You know, here is a truck driver who has engaged in this highest level intelligence and understanding of deep, deep issues of metaphysics, taking where we're at today in society and looking at the healthcare manipulations and the scientific challenges and then applying them to Bible scholarship and literally looking and discerning what is happening. I think every single one of us need to do that. And I think that it's some people are not going to do it. And those who do, I think will be blessed with revelation and protection.
Elizabeth, we do need to move on. We do thank you for your call.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Derek in Canada, you're next, sir.
Hello, John and Dr. Harvey. Thank you for taking my call. I have a couple questions. Can standard blood tests ordered by a general practitioner be used at the lab to collect DNA? And the second question, what will be your principles to select the right and most potent supplements?
The second question, Derek, was which supplements do I recommend?
What's the criteria for recommending them?
Your principle to select between the average and the best one.
Gee whiz, you know, you'd have to look at the ones, the various manufacturers. Again, it's a challenge. Standard Process Labs used to produce outstanding products. I've relied on Standard Process Labs for many years in clinic, but there are many good as well as many poor.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We'll be back with our wrap-up. Everybody stay tuned.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. We are back. Doctor, let's wrap up your comments for Derek, and then we'll give your conclusion for the day and for the year, sir.
All right. Yes, so there's two issues that Derek raised. One is a question about blood testing. Is that enabling the devil doers to get your DNA? The answer is yes, absolutely. They have that capability, and there's no doubt in my mind that that's what they want. So, I again, another reason why I don't recommend testing. In terms of the vitamins and supplements, the best recommendation is read the reviews. A lot of people write reviews. Some are great. Some are not so great. Read through them, because that'll give you a good indication of what, whether or not you should rely on something or try something out. And lastly, I want to go back to that something that Elizabeth raised in New York, the controlled opposition. You have to understand that, as Vladimir Lenin in the communist movement said, in order to win every war, you need to control your opposition. And you do that by establishing the opposition. You infiltrate. That's what the FBI did with the with KKK Ku Klux Klan. They didn't eliminate Ku Klux Klan. They took it over. And this goes back to an earlier caller that talked about the unreliability. Actually, it was Catherine in Maine that talked about the unreliability of the FBI. I personally have been damaged by the FBI. I've been persecuted by the FBI. I have been appalled at the lack of justice in this Department of Justice, because you can't rely on these people anymore. They're bought out. It's captured. The FBI was captured. At any rate, the bottom line is, it brings us to the end time scenario where we've got to establish our own personal relationships with the Creator, get an anointing and a discernment from and blessing from doing that. And the power of prayer is more powerful than ever. It's available to every single one, but it's going to take, again, a small remnant, so to speak, that are going to grasp this greater truth and then free themselves from this insanity and stay healthy.
Doctor, thank you very much. We will have you back next Thursday, which is next year, sir.
Wonderful. Happy New Year, John. God bless
you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, what a show this was. My goodness. Everybody, remember the prepper tip of the day and the prepper tip for the year is the following. Pray, live, laugh, and love. Please do those things. Do it for yourself and do it for everybody in your life. We will be back next year, next Monday. Will be January of 2022. I want to wish all of you a happy new year, a blessed and joyous new year, and hope that you will all achieve your goals for 2022. That's my wish. That's my goal. That's my desire. That's it for the day. It's it for the week. That's it for the year. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils now while you can, your firearm ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.